This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, listen, to absolutely nobody's surprise, the week ended badly on Wall Street. All three major indices headed south today, most of the other indexes as well. But there was one number that finished on the upside today, up 13%, to be specific. Something called the VIX, the Volatility Index. Just like it sounds, it's a measure of how volatile people think the S&P 500 is going to be in the short to medium term. Suffice it to say, right now, people think the market writ large is going to be plenty volatile. From our New York bureau, Sally Herships gets us going.
There are some parts of the stock market you don't need to be an analyst to understand.
Markets, I don't care what market it is, they just don't go up in a straight line.
Scott Wren is a senior equity strategist with Wells Fargo Advisors. He says it's in the nature of markets to give investors a bumpy ride. But this recent ride has been more bumpy than most. Investors have a lot of reasons to be worried. Bad news from Germany, Ebola.
What's the Federal Reserve going to do with interest rates? How much is China going to slow?
You know what? It's like a GPS system. Calculate, recalculate, recalculate yet again.
Quincy Crosby is a financial market strategist at Prudential. She says investors are recalculating this time because of the Federal Reserve's plan to stop buying bonds. But she says we might see another recalculation when we get more company earnings next week.
Are they seeing demand for their products? Are they seeing demand picking up?
Some good numbers could mean the market will come roaring back or not. Placing a bet either way is risky.
Remember, this isn't a science. A lot of people think it's a science. It's as much an art form as it is a science.
If you look at the stock market and you try to figure out what's driving it, it usually is some combination of fear and greed.
Wren is feeling optimistic, and he's willing to put money on it. His bet is the market will come back. He says it's only 4% off from its all-time high. But he admits the stock market is a gamble. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.